Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit. Here we go. Stack bitch.
Where's my bottle?
AKA, Cody B. Wick. This is a new mixtape, though, y'all. This is a new one.
I'm just playing.
It's real. Because when I get serious, y'all don't like that. So I'm just going to play on this one, all right? Yeah, let's have some fun.
Are we ready?
Oh, shit. Daggers loose once again. I'm taking niggas oxygen. I'm taking it back to when niggas got jacked when they frost
wind.
Chain Tims, give me that. Fully covered with a witted hat. We all strapped, waiting for any nigga to talk smack. Stupid nigga, thought I couldn't shoot. Point blank to your ear, a bullet through your Bluetooth. Your brain on the sunroof, quick to make a hater bleed. Blood red, IBs banging, I just smoke weed. My favorite color green though, y'all niggas like Nintendo. Smoking on that bomb, you niggas still smoking Indo. All of y'all pretendo, 4DB is grade A. Dipping in a white Bronco, feeling like I'm OJ. Westside only, middle fingers to these other rappers. If it ain't fuck it then, it ain't a factor. Y'all just a bunch of actors, undercover fudge packers. I'm the bomb, set the roll of any nuclear reaction.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
This is how we do it on the West Coast, Atlanta, that bomb weed. What you mean you don't smoke?
No joke!
Mo for me with Hennessy and Tickle Bitties. I'm collecting mo haters every time I cruise the city. No pity. Save your phone calls, your emails, cause I delete them quick and I be laughing at your voicemail. Oh well, drama I avoid or you get destroyed. Every battle I done won, undefeated, call me Floyd. My lyrics are like steroids, look at me, I'm pumped up. So make me pop the trunk and pull both double pumps up. Leave you with that skunk thing, fuck with niggas and you bitches think. Cause if I get at them, yup, I bring it on. And the kitchen sink, I need a drink, so serve me up. You bitch niggas is out of luck, I'm still throwing bottles. Cause I don't wanna crack my pimp cup. This world got me fucked up, I'm trying not to kill a hater. I choke a bitch till she can't breathe and needs a vent.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride
and get
high all night.
I like when people play games, I kick ass and take names, laughing while I beat them down.
Driving in the bike lane,
looking for victims, because I'm hunting every hater down. I represent the West Coast, and you know I'm Cody B. Witty,
get it
if you don't too bad. Feel a froggy leap, bitch, what you need, a launch pad?
I'll kill you, bitch.
Clean it quick, keep talking and I'll take you out. Your head in that plastic bag, that's that Ziploc. Get a bitch a drop top, it's quiet now, I gotta cruise. Cause yeah, I'm with it, but I'm not with bitches and they attitudes. It's like I gotta lose to win, I'm cool because I lost enough. They tried to break the dagger down, but all I did was toughen up. Smoking blunts back to back, cracking bottles here and there. Still saying nothing,
and bitches coming out they underwear. Who am I be out compared? Too bad the world would never know.
I fly to Kentucky, fuck it, and learn to play a banjo.
Shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night. Yes, we ride and get high all night.
So,
shh, quiet, don't make a sound. Get burned if you disrespect
the bell.
We ride all night.
Yes,
we ride
and get
high all night. Life.
Bang Out Radio is now on social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Real Bang Out, and Instagram at Bang Out Radio for the most up-to-date info on our shows, artists, and models. Bang Out.
What's cracking, y'all? The Dagger, LA West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. If you're tuned in live or if you're downloading this in your own convenience, you're officially tuned in to Fuck You Fridays. All talk, no music. So if you got something to get off the chest, make sure you holler at your boy. All right, 661-621-7559. As always, we're chilling the queue, or you press 1 to holler at me, all right? But let's handle this business as always. Shout out to the boss, Eddie Topaz and Shay. Because, again, without her starting out, Bang Out Radio. Hold on. Dang. Got somebody going on. Hold on real quick. This is it. They, man, people always want to go to the club and stuff, man. So, nice shoes. Not basketball shoes. And at least the button up. I don't know. I guess I'm another person that I can't do that. I can't text and talk at the same time because I'm thinking about texting one thing, but then I'm trying to talk, you know, and say something else, and it just mixes me up, so I got to stay focused. So that's that. Okay, here we go. But yeah, shout out to the boss that he still has the shake, because again, without her Drake Bang on radio, we wouldn't have nothing going on here. So thank you for Drake Bang, allowing us to keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right, all independent artists, you know what y'all doing, keep sending in your music, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Again, that's dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Got 5 shows, 4 of them play music, so you won't hear it tonight, but it will find a place for it in rotation, all right? And of course, last but not least, if anybody can take the time out of their day to spread word about the show, to talk about the show, again, to support me, to support who comes through here, just to support what we got going on. This is the one place you can keep it 1,000% no matter what, all right? So, yeah. Fuck you Fridays, man. I don't know. It's not really a rough week. You know, like I said, I'm trying not to let a lot of shit get to me and everything, but there's a lot of bullshit that transpires always. I mean, that's just every day. You know what I mean? So, that's just how it goes. But some main things that stuck out for me this week, I guess. Number one, especially today at work, it was interesting because I'm working. And I guess it's, I don't know if people was trying to, it was weird because this dude, I would say he was trying to floss on me. You know what I mean? I'm sitting there working, doing my thing. And, you know, sometimes, depending on where I'm at work, you know, I can make tips doing what I do. Now, I'm walking into the little area where we be chilling or, you know, waiting for things to go on, which is slow. And a white dude walk up to me, like, you. And he, like, points at me. Like, I'm like, okay, what the fuck? Like, okay, me. And he's just like, and he said, and then he goes along to say, the change and says, you look like you can hook me up. And I'm wondering what the fuck this dude is talking about, right? The, I'm trying to figure out what's going on in his head. Hey, now this nigga's just hit me up. So, now, Fogo, hold on, I'm going to call this nigga Jack him into the show real quick. Hold on real quick. Hold on. Let's see if we can do this. Good guy. Yeah, nothing I don't like. I hate when you call niggas and niggas text you and then you call them right back and they don't pick up. So, you know, I do some bullshit too. But, but yeah, he's up there like, you know, you look like you can hit me up. I'm like, okay, what the fuck are you talking about? But then he pulls out this big-ass wad of fucking cash. And I mean, you know, I've seen motherfuckers pull out wads before, you know what I mean? But this motherfucker had one of those things where it's like, man, you know, it's like if you pull this out at any other place outside of right now, and I think people know that, niggas get jacked for this type of shit. You know what I mean? He had hundreds all the way, like stacked, hundreds, 50 dubs. You know, all the way down, he had a little bit of each denomination, and that shit was thick as fuck, right? So he pulls it out, and it tips me off like 10 bucks right here, and, you know, that has me finding this bag, because, you know, when you don't, because, again, I work at the airport for those that don't know, but when you don't pick up your bags, they have a room where they hold your bags so motherfuckers hopefully come and claim their shit, right? So he has me go in there and get these bags and everything, and he's like, I'm not tripping off it. I was just trying to explain. I don't know, it's weird to explain. I just felt weird about that because it's like, were you trying to, because I get tips usually after I help somebody out. You know what I mean? I help people move this shit, that shit, or whatever, right before they leave or whatever. They want to throw me something, they throw me something. But this motherfucker pulled out this big wad of cash, took me off 2 fives, after he peeled through all the rest of the shit, looking at him and everything. And all I had to do was go in this little room and bring out a bag. So to me, it felt like, you know, he wanted to just give away money. But he had that much. But I don't know. I felt some type of way about that. I'm like, are you trying to just step on the fact that you just got all this money, so you can just chip me off 10 bucks and just bring you this bag real quick? Like, you know, it's just, because it was a white dude. You know, white dude. Like, but like a younger white dude. So I'm like, man, are you trying to, like, flash or stunt on a nigga or whatever and everything? Because like I said, I'm not a hood nigga, but I know hood niggas, and I've been around hood niggas, and I be in the hoods a lot and everything like that. So I have a little bit of that mentality sometimes. And it's one of those things where it's like I said, this white dude, if he would have been anywhere else doing this and pulled that shit out, he would have got. You know what I mean? I just, so it's So I'm like, fuck, because he had a lot of fucking money. But never a hater in that type of situation, but still, like you trying to floss on a nigga or something or what? So there was that. So I felt some type of way about that. But then, again, all the day this other bitch, and this bitch just pissed me off. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers smashing on the freeway and everything. And this bitch pissed me off. This bitch coming in from New York and shit. Right? She comes in from New York. And she's all trying to get her bags and everything, but not paying attention. Damn near knocks over this whole kiosk machine that we have, right? This whole big-ass kiosk machine where, you know, you self-check in and shit. Almost knocked it over. This bitch didn't even want to touch me. Okay. So this, so she almost knocked it over and everything, like literally almost like down there, whatever. Like, and it's shutting. So the attitude's like, I got a fortunity. Like, really, bitch, that ain't the point, bitch, what you get a for. I was simply, you know, messing with your ass, like, you know, watch what you're doing because you're up here breaking shit. And I didn't take it any further, but these are things that I'm thinking about right in my head. But then I'm also like, bitch, you don't even look like you can afford this shit. You know what I mean? Like you don't know if people can afford tinnities, right? You, like, number one, bitch, you don't even know how much these things cost. These motherfuckers cost some grit, for one. But you can afford 10 of them, though, right? But you don't look like you can afford 10 of them. And again, I don't judge a book by its cover. But, yeah, I doubt that. And then on the flip side of that, okay, let's say you can't afford 10 of them. My money's on it, though. I was willing to bet that if you broke this shit, that bitch broke this shit, then she would not be paying for it. You know, that type of bitch. She'll probably try to run away or walk away or whatever. Wouldn't be no paying for nothing. So it's like, bitch, shut the fuck up and all this type of shit and everything, too. Trying to be all whatever. And again, you over here trying to floss and shit. You get opportunities. Other so you have some money in your pocket. I should get you, too, right? But let me stop. No, I don't be trying to. I'm trying to think like that on people and everything. I hate when people feel like, you know, they... What is it when you overstep your boundaries or when you're just too full of yourself? Because me, I'm a cocky person too, but you'll never know it by how I carry myself. I'm real humble and everything, you know what I mean? The people that got things going or things popping up for you or whatever, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to show up. You don't have to stunt. You know, shit shows for itself. But like I said, there's those flossy type motherfuckers out there. You still need to floss and flash and do that type of shit. So I guess it is what it is. But like I said, that just shows you where the times are. Back in the day, you know what I mean? And even nowadays, motherfuckers, they floss and shit in certain places. But in other places, I guess niggas feel they can do whatever the fuck they want to do. So, yeah, that part. And I guess a few more things I want to get off. Like I said, I'm supposed to be going out tonight, so I don't know how long I'm going to hang out here. We're going to see if I'm going to let y'all listen to my background and see what happens. But we're going to roll with the punches. But then I'm going to say, I'm just going to get this shit off my chest now. So, you know what I mean? So, we'll see if anybody calls in or wants to chime in with me. But in the meantime, we're just going to keep pushing. Now, I'm just speaking on work right now. I mean, this is just shit that's just fresh in my head right now. Now, motherfuckers are working on my nerves, too, because, I mean, I work mid-shift. The main problem I have on my with work for me is that I work with a lot of kids. And I mean kids to me, I'm not talking about some, I don't know how old they are, but we're talking like something like 19 to like 25 type range. You know, little motherfuckers, little kids. Kids to me, but not you. You don't know what I mean. I'm just saying, I work with a lot of kids. And it's always a lot of complaining. That's what I noticed. And that's what's wrong with the motherfuckers coming up now is that all these people think that they own something or that they can just do whatever they want to do and just talk to people however they want to talk to and just, you know, say whatever they want to say. And a lot of these people and a lot of these supervisors at work and shit is letting these people get away with this shit. You know, I tell them all the time, hey, listen, I don't have any, like, real power right now, or I'm not, like, a supervisor or anything, because a lot of motherfuckers be mad at me. You know, a lot of write-ups, a lot of motherfuckers, because you ain't going to tell me no. I don't give a fuck who you are. If I tell you to do this, and it's part of your job description, you is not going to tell me no. Because I'm not going to have people do something I wouldn't do myself. And then you got people, there's other people like me at work where it's like, you know, they give you a job to do or anybody, you know, you're at work and you got a job to do, you do your fucking job or go do something else. But, you know, a lot of complaining, a lot of whining, a lot of like, I'm not going to, you know, fuck that. That it's like, niggas really be going on at work, but it's a generation thing, I can tell, because motherfuckers don't got no kind of respect for nothing. They don't respect their own job. They don't respect their own supervisors. Motherfuckers want to have a job, you know, and motherfuckers want to expect to get paid. And this we see no snitch, no telling and everything like that. So, you know, I'm seeing all the shit going on behind the scenes. I see all the shit people do. People talk to me, which is why I'm not a supervisor. Motherfuckers be mad because now they tell me everything. I see all the shit people do in order to take longer breaks and lies they be telling and this. Like I said, I see it all. But, you know, I ain't nobody's supervisor. Whatever the fuck they do don't affect my take. It don't bother me, you know. The only thing that pisses me off is when these motherfuckers be crying, talking, ain't gonna do this, ain't gonna do that, and the supervisors let them get away with that shit, then I gotta come behind these little niggas and make sure shit gets the fuck done. You know, so I hope they recognize that shit as well. I mean, that's the only thing I get kind of upset about. But besides that, you know what I mean, I go to work, do my fucking job, and I get the fuck on. So, It just upsets me that I just witnessed this shit. You know, it's necessary. It is unnecessary. And supposedly, they're trying to crack down on that shit over there and everything. But that is such a bullshit. So people just have to realize, look, this Oreo dude is not paying attention, missing the whole light. Yeah, it should be green. Everybody's about to miss the light. That was dumb. But you just got to... I don't know what the word's going to look for. You just got to make sure that you know, you do what you're supposed to fucking do. Because if you're not doing that, then it causes risks. It causes problems. And then motherfuckers sit up here talking about each other's backs all day. This motherfucker don't do this. This person don't do that. But don't nobody want to do shit at all. You know, they don't really want to do shit. They think they can just get up there and just check or nothing. And then a nigga like me gets up there doing everything he's paid to save him out and wondering what the fuck is going on. But and that's just how things are. That's how it goes. But it's cool. So, it's not cool, but like I said, we'll see what it is. But, yeah, I had to get that off my chest. I had to let things go that way real quick. I just wanted to say that. Nobody's calling in right now. I don't know who else is going to keep it off. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to focus on my night thing. Like I said, I'm about to turn up. This shit popping for the night. It's supposed to be some little lingerie party. We're about to see how that works. The Witty Gang is supposed to be in full effect. So we're going to still look at that. But definitely tuning in at least for a brief second. Like I said, I'm trying to do the best that I can to at least speak my piece, say something at the beginning of every show so y'all know we're going to be here or not, because there's been a lot of shit going on Bang Out Radio as well. Not necessarily bad. Like I said, just trying to stay focused and keep things moving and keep things pushing. All right, but at the same time, you got to do what you got to do as well. So make sure you tune in the rest of this. Sunday. Slap Sundays. 8 to 10, all right, playing the top sliders from the top independent artists from around the world. Got a lot of new music this week, so make sure you tune in. Make sure you hear yours on first in rotation. All right, Triple M Show Monday, all music, no talking. Whatsoever turns up Tuesdays with the Hood Geeks. All right, 8 to 10, West Coast Wednesday, Top Nights, Dagger and Queen V, Adult Matters and Adult Topics. And then we'll be right back here next week on Fucking Fridays, all right? Thanks for checking in with me, at least for this little brief moment. And then we'll holler at y'all on Bang Out Radio, Reality Radio. Dagger, L.A., West Coast all day.